Hey everyone, you're listening to Ankur Variku on Voice with Variku. On this podcast, I talk to you about entrepreneurship, how to grow in life, manage personal finances, handle failures, and a lot more things that just come to my mind. The episode begins.
I want to take you back to this moment when I was 24. And that was a very important year for me because at the age of 24, I was a PhD student in the US. I was studying at Michigan State University on 100% scholarship, part of their PhD in astrophysics program, which is one of the most reputed programs in the US. And I was doing well in it. I was top of my class. I was on this fast track program. Everything that was planned in my head towards where I wanted to be was exactly happening the way that I had planned it. Because for as long as I can remember myself, I wanted to do this. I wanted to become a space scientist. I wanted to go to the US. I wanted to join NASA. I wanted to be on Mars. And everything that I had planned for myself, for my life, was happening exactly the way that I had planned. But I didn't find myself happy. At the age of 24, when I had already spent 2 years in the US towards my PhD, I found that whenever I was waking up, it wasn't with that energy, that enthusiasm that I thought I would have. I was getting up, and because I was good at what I was doing, it was clinically happening. It was just unfolding. It was me almost being emotionless, me being cold-blooded, me being robotic in my execution, in my day-to-day activities. And I didn't want that. I didn't feel good about it. But it was a really hard time for me because when you're good with something, when you are making things work and happen for yourself, it becomes really, really hard to dissociate yourself from that and be objective around why is it that you're still not feeling that mojo, that hum, that vibe, that energy, that exuberance that you thought you would be feeling. And I began to have these very tough conversations with myself. What is wrong? What is wrong, Ankur? This is where you wanted to be. This is what you wanted to do. This is exactly how you'd planned your life. And I realized after a series of these conversations, rather tough conversations with myself, that what I was doing was something that I was good at, but it didn't make me happy. What I was doing was something that I was good at, but it didn't make me happy. And for the first time in my life, it struck me that what you're good at and what makes you happy could be two entirely different things. They needn't be the same. It's a blessing if they're the same, but for me, that wasn't the case. And at that point of time, I had a very hard choice to make in life. One of the options in front of me was continue doing whatever I'm doing. And because I was good at it, I would get everything that society called success, the world deemed success, bangla, gadi, shan, chaukat, all of those things. But I perhaps would not be happy doing that. And the other one was pursue whatever is it that happiness meant. And I did not know what happiness meant at that point of time. All that I knew was I was not happy doing what I was doing at that point of time. So I decided to come back to India, drop out of my PhD, and start my life all over again. And that was an intensely, intensely tough period for me. Because nobody in my world believed that I was doing the right thing. My parents were devastated for the right reasons. I would be too if my kids were to go through this. Nobody in the world thought that I was making a good decision. Everybody thought that I would regret making this decision. And I didn't know myself whether this was the right decision or not. I didn't. All that I knew was that I did not want to be doing what I was doing because that did not make me happy. And I love the fact that I had that courage to make that decision because it's not that we come from a very rich family that we had anything waiting for me, some business or some wealth or nothing. My father had just started a business. He was not doing well in it. We were under a lot of financial debt. And it was a really hard period for all of us. But despite that, I'm glad I had the moral courage to stand for what I thought would be the right thing for me. And I know that a lot of you are going through the same thing. I know that a lot of you struggle to make sense of what you're doing in your daily lives. You may not be enjoying what you're doing in college. You may not be enjoying what you are doing at work. You may not be enjoying the relationships you are in. You may not be enjoying the kind of friendships that you've built over years. You may not be enjoying your own company. And you're not sure of how to deal with that. You're not sure of how to react with that. And I'm here to tell you that You can lie to anybody in the world, but you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to anybody in the world, but you can't lie to yourself. When you stand in front of the mirror and you face yourself and you ask yourself, do I really want to do this? Do I want to be here? Is this me? Is this what makes me happy? You can't lie. You know the answer. You may not like the answer. You may not want to admit the answer, but you know the answer. It's an answer that you may not want to hear, but it's an answer that you ought to know. Because only when you accept that answer for its true, brutal honesty, do you take the first step towards getting yourself out of that spot. If you're constantly in denial, if you keep lying to yourself, knowing that you're lying to yourself, you are only going to lose more and more respect in front of your own eyes. You wouldn't even trust your own emotions. You wouldn't even trust your own self. And that is where most people get crushed. And as it is designed, most of this happens when you are in your early 20s. When you are in your early 20s, you have to make some very important decisions. You have to make a decision around your career. You have to make a decision around your work. You have to make a decision around your education, around your precious friends, maybe even your life partner. And these are complicated decisions to take, decisions that are very, very hard to reverse once you take them. But we paralyze ourselves. And worse, when we find ourselves in a spot where we know that we are not happy, we still persist. Because we keep telling ourselves something is better than nothing. Something is better than nothing. I'm in a horrible relationship, but at least I'm not alone. I'm not lonely. I'm not single. Something is better than nothing. I'm in a toxic work environment where my boss doesn't treat me well. I don't love my work, but at least I have a salary coming through. At least I have financial stability. At least I have a job. Something is better than nothing. I'm in this college where I'm not learning anything new. I'm surrounded by people who are not smart, who are not inspiring. But at least I'll have a degree. At least once this is over, I'll have something to show to my parents, to my own self, to the last 3 years, 4 years, 5 years that I've spent of my life doing it. Something is better than nothing. And I want to tell you today that something is not always better than nothing. Something is not always better than nothing. There is immense power in nothing. Power that one cannot deny. It's only when we are faced with no other choice but to face what is in front of us, do we realize how courageous we are. It's only when being courageous is the only option that we have in front of us, do we realize how courageous we are. And nothing allows for that. When you are single, when you're alone, when you're without a job, when you are not liking college and you're outside of it, you're dropped out and you're facing and you're staring nothingness in front of you. That is when, at the darkest, most difficult, perhaps the weakest moment of your life, you find the most strength. You find a person who is so courageous because that person has no other option but to live, but to survive, but to fight, but to persist. And that will come to define you, to shape you up, to mold you in a way that you have no idea you can be. That is who I was at 24. Nothing. Nothing. I had no plan, no direction, no goal, no sense of where I will be in life. And all that I knew was that I had to persist. All that I knew was that I had to fight. All that I knew was that I had to face whatever was in front of me as against deny it. And I did. I faced it. And it took a lot of effort to get to that point, but I did. There were moments, there were nights of absolute despair, of getting up and feeling like a loser, feeling like worthless, feeling like inadequate, feeling incapable, feeling like you've let everybody down, including your own self. And yet you have no choice but to get up every morning, but to show up every single morning. And if you do, you will survive. You will absolutely survive. I remember this one moment when I had decided to come back to India. I was still in the US. I loved photography. I still do. And one of my photography walks that I used to take just by myself, I was with my camera and walking. And Michigan is this really nice countryside where there are no tall buildings. It's just farmland, and farmland as far out as you can see. So I reached this beautiful farm area. There's a barbed wire all across it, setting up the boundary. And through the barbed wire, I can just see grass and infinite grass. And I clicked that photograph. And at that point of time, my mind was just, it was so disturbed. It was going through so much. It was processing so much. And I thought that that photograph was symbolic of what I was going through, because I felt like this massive landscape that is supposedly free but has this barbed wire around it, contains it. There is something that's just constantly holding me back, not being able to do what I want to do in life. And it became one of my best photographs. I love that photograph. It still hangs on the walls of my house right now. And I think it was in 2015, almost 10 years after I had left the US, that I got a chance to go back to my campus. I was visiting the US. I was in Chicago. It's close to Michigan. So I thought I'll just drive down and visit the university again. And I did. And it was wonderful. Like, so many wonderful memories came back and my times that I'd spent there. But I also wondered if that place, that barbed wire, that farmland still existed or not. And I somehow remembered where it was. So I drove down to that place. I parked my car. Then I had to walk that distance. And when I reached that distance, when I reached that spot, it was almost exactly the way that I had clicked it 12 years back. Nothing had changed. It almost felt like the same grass, the same barbed wire. The only difference was that today I knew that that barbed wire did not contain me. It did not have the power to contain me, because I was not someone who was walking on my feet. I was someone who was ready to fly. And I flew on top of that barbed wire outside into the world. And in that moment when I saw that, there was only one thing alone that I wish that I could do. And that was to go back to that Ankur of 2004 and tell him everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And that's the same thing that I'm telling you. Everything is going to be okay as long as you're willing to stare in front of the mirror and accept the truth of what you're feeling. Don't deny yourself the truth. Don't run away from that truth. Don't belittle the truth. Don't belittle the emotions that you're going through. Just make sure you're never lying to yourself. And if you do tell yourself the truth, if you do remain truthful to yourself all your life, trust me, you're going to be okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Voice with Variku. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow the show on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review the show, because that just feels nice. Thank you.